Good afternoon. So this morning we continue to look at main minds and mental factors, and we saw through their definitions that the primary difference between them is that main minds primarily apprehend the entity of their object, whereas the mental factors primarily apprehend the features of their object. Now, after that, we also looked at the four possibilities between mentality and other consciousnesses. Moreover, we looked at the five concordances that exist between main minds and mental factors, where the mental factors have these five in concordance with main minds, and likewise main minds have the same five in concordance with each of their mental factors. The five were the basis, which is the central mental power, the object that is ascertained, and then the aspect of the object that appears to consciousness, as well as the time, in other words, they are simultaneous, and substance. We looked at those five. Those are the five concordances between main minds and mental factors. So thus far, we've looked at main minds. We've come to understand what is meant by mental factors. We've done that through looking at the definition of mental factors, and then we've spoken about the concordances between main minds and mental factors. Now we come to look at mental factors themselves in more detail. When mental factors then are broken up, they are divided into
51.
On the bottom of page 20, we have the six divisions of mental factors. There are five which are omnipresence, there are another five which are object ascertaining, 11 are virtuous, six are root afflictions, further 20 are afflictions, but secondary, and then the final category are changeable, of which there are four.
Na kundro nga la bi de ma tu ge kundro la de kun se de chang ma la go wa da je sa sem ga ne shi ne sem kun se ne sem chang mi ge kho la sem ga ne shi na di kho la ya kundro nga yong re shi kundro nga se de sem kun ji kho do jo wa de la jo bi ge yin ji min ji da sem ga ne shi na di kho la jo go ye gi ani sem jung a yo re je de la kundro nga la ge re je sem gane chi na di kho la yin ji min ji zho go ye ge yong go ye ge nga sem ju nga yo re de kun zho nga si ro wa.
It's useful, I think, to look at the etymology of the first group, that of the omnipresent mental factors. Literally in Tibetan, kun zho, kun means all, zho means go. So what we have translated as omnipresent means that these mental factors always go with a main mind. They are always accompany a main mind. So these five are called omnipresent because they always accompany a main mind. Literally, all and go. The main mind is always accompanied by these first five mental factors.
yu nghe ba su khorong drosa di nghe ba di mato kanchu manchu dhoya ma di nghe ba si urata yu nghe ba si di khorong dhoya gi tsundan dhoya gi nghe ba re si karali nghe ba re la na gewa chi khor do sem gewa chi na di khor le dhoya gi ane sem chung ayo re si dili yu nghe nga lewa khorong sem gane si na chasang dhugo ma deji kundwa nga se di sem gane si na nghe ba dhoya gi sem chung nga che dili kundwa nga ming che That is the union I said, same Ganichi in a home to go, Mara, because Koronki care, same the Kehoina, decol drogo yakena, same Yomo Bada, Numa de Enna decol drogo, Marco, that Lerinuma Matel drogo, just the same Kehochi, same the Kehoina decol young drogo yaki, than same young Ayur Teller and the union I see all. Not so, not draw ready. You may see the Kiawachigla in Jimmy draw again, I or same jungle, yellow union alawar. Chesna, same the Kiawama in the same Migawa in a decolo to go, Mare. Chigian to go, Mare, nothing, and any Chigian to go. Same Kiawama in the decolo Chigian to go, Mare, same any Lumade in a decol Chigian to go, Mare, same Kiawa in a decolo ya draw going in same jungle, yellow union ever, union as you were. Colonel Drosek, you did never as or.
The second of the six divisions, the five object ascertaining mental factors. And the English is exactly the same as the Tibetan, object ascertaining. So these do not have to accompany a main mind, hence they are not included amongst the omnipresent mental factors. However, if the consciousness is virtuous, they do accompany that main mind, and they all accompany that main mind. If the mind is neutral or non-virtuous, then they don't. Then none of them accompany that main mind. So, with the object ascertaining mental factors, they accompany virtuous minds. All of them accompany a virtuous mind. But if the mind is neutral or non-virtuous, none of them accompany it.
That Gawa Chukchi said, Gawa de la, Gawa in here, same Jung Chukchi or Stella Gawa Chukchi, rather.
The next group are the 11 virtuous mental factors, and as the name implies, these are mental factors which are virtuous.
Zanyun Chuk Sigur, the new Momba Nane, Zanyun Chuk Ladu, new Momba, new Momang Chegi, Gi, Yu, Zawa Rochating, Toro Chating, the Zanyun said.
The fourth grouping are the six root afflictions, called root because it's from these that arise the multitude of various afflicted minds. So there are many afflictions, and they tend to come from
the six.
The next group, the 20 secondary afflictions, or literally from the Tibetans, the close by or near to afflictions. What this means is in the way that the preceding group were the root for the afflictions, the subsequent group, these 20, they come are near to or very close to the root. So it shows this relationship between the root and the secondary afflictions. So secondary, it just shows it's not main. But what the word actually means is that they are very close to the root. They're near to or accompany closely the root. And that's the meaning then of the 20 secondary afflictions. The final grouping of the four changeable mental factors. What is changeable about them is that they are not always virtuous, like the 11 virtuous mental factors. Also, they're not always non-virtuous, like the root and secondary afflictions. These are sometimes virtuous, sometimes non-virtuous. And sometimes they are neutral, so all three. They can be virtuous, they can be non-virtuous, and they can be neutral. These 51 mental factors that are found within these six divisions, we have all of these. However, without studying these and then reflecting on them, they'll just continue as they have throughout this life, ripening away, and we will be unaware of what is happening within us. So as we come to gain knowledge of what these mental factors are, we'll start to see the role they play within us, as well as come to see which are the ones to develop and which are the ones to eliminate and how to do so. As we go through these, we will be quite clear which are the ones that we need to strengthen and become ever more familiar with, and those will be the 11 virtuous mental factors. And we'll also become ever clearer which are the ones to eliminate and ensure that we don't come under the influence of the root and secondary afflictions. So many of these we'll already be familiar with. The purpose of studying this is to get to know them better so that we become more skilled in being mindful of our inner processes, being more mindful of when we are under the influence of the afflictions, when we have a virtue arisen, and that, in other words, what needs to be strengthened, what needs to be abandoned.
Mm-hmm. 초와 두시 셈바 일레제바 레바 세딩아디레다 데딩아디 셈 간지나 셈디 개와이네 디웅아 용고레 셈디 미개와이네 딩아디 용고레 셈 룽마데지네 데니시 용고레 딩아디 용고레다 셈 간지나 딩아디 님도 여여버다 그디나
Let's then start our exploration of these six groups. Now, turning over to page 21, we look at the first grouping, that of the omnipresent mental factors. So we see them listed here as feeling, discrimination, intention, mental engagement, and contact. Yeah, so of course the translation will always change a little bit, but for now let's just stay with that. So these being omnipresent, as we've just heard, mean they always accompany the main mind. All five of them always accompany the main mind, whether the main mind is virtuous, non-virtuous, or neutral, these five accompany it.
Mm-hmm. Dangan so you got it zimbe in a you got it loche in a tesum in a that man you got it chile me be in a that he drug dinum the yoyover that wants to drug dinum the yoyover chagor what
these then being omnipresent mean they always accompany every main mind so every main mind has these five which means you really can talk about six. So we have these six consciousnesses together with every object. Every object is possessed by its object possessor. And in this context, we see that that's actually six, a single main mind with its five accompanying mental factors. So whether it's a mind that is a wrong consciousness, so whether the consciousness is a wrong consciousness or one of doubt or any of the others, it comes, the main mind comes with these six are these five mental factors making six consciousnesses together.
Dizanzo le kewa sagire sada le migewa sagire sada ane le lungma den se de shigor wada jiji san le se de di na de lo chowa du shi senba se de le chago senba jiji san le se de ngazu ngazu sem kewa ji kewa ina di kordu da chowa du shi senba ilaje ba nga lingo de senba din ji mi jungo ro wa je san kewi le sa ge chi december de kewa le se wa kewa kewi le sa ta nga zu mi ge wa che ba ina ta di sem lo shi sem di mi ge wa che ya du ge ya du di kordu ya de senba de ngo ro je senba de mi ge wi le re se wa je san nga zu kewa ta mi ge wa ga ya ma je lung ma de ro shi na di kordu de senba de ta lung ma de le re se je san nga zu le ge di na le Lady, you have a Jacoba, Miguel, Lumba, the Kayachi, Lady, you have a Chavor, Niza, December, Sikiwa, Casale, Sadding on the Muna, Chica, Casoleta, Nyomo Balletini, Kigore, said the lady, December, the lady.
Every consciousness is accompanied by these five. Mental factors. So if consciousness is virtuous, it's accompanied by these five mental factors. If it's non-virtuous, it's accompanied by these five mental factors. When karma is accumulated, these five mental factors are there. And when karma is accumulated, whether the karma is virtuous, non-virtuous, or neutral, not only are these five mental factors there, but one of these is the actual mental factor that accumulates karma, and that is the third one, intention. Therefore, if the mental factor of intention is virtuous, virtuous karma is accumulated. If the mental factor of intention is non-virtuous, non-virtuous karma is being accumulated. And if the mental factor of intention is neutral, neutral karma is being accumulated.
Deshi shogwe sheb mushi sheba na shin manzo kiawa tang ane le nyi la musum mushi katsi yore se kishtiwe na chisa kiawa le inna kasu wane kiawa inke le mayang yungur karasun chowa manzo kiwi jawa chine 소화다 두시에 시선 지 개화 차기로 와 이내 레로 차기 말 레야 말로 와다 다양한 지 나도 개위 레 제도 개화 제도 셈 지 개위 셈 지어로 와 니 콜야 소화 두시에 선배 일레제 바 레방아 리기로 와 지선 소화다 두시에 다 일레제 바 작바세 디게 개화 레 셈 셈 디게 개화 레 레 말에다 로와 개화 인게 레 말게 되래 나 나는 저기 미기베 셈 미기와 지기로와 미기베 셈도 툰딩게 셈바세 저로와 셈바 셈바디 가서 레레데 개와 말했어 말했어 나 개와다 레니가 인게 가서 개위 자와 지디 디코도 셈바스 저로와 디 셈바디 개와다 레니가 됐어 나 개와다 레니가 마인게들라 나 저기 미기와 집에 갑라 소와 용구레 두시에 용구레 나 일하체 바 레화 용구라 디소 아니 에 가소레 개와야 말에 레야 말에세 디자 디지 쇼와 셰바나진도 개와다 셈바 레니라 무시 지셰바네 디니샤 레오로 이게 이게 레 인게 개와 마행에 지어로와 당가주 개와 지비 가사 개와 인게 레 마행에 지어로와 만주 개위 셈지여도 개위 셈디 저 셈디 개와래 이나 레 말해고 아니 디념도 저 셈지나 툰딩이 초와여로와 두시여로와 렉바여로와 일레체바여로와 나 아주 심지 콜로 군루왕아 이제 심지 죽어로와 죽나네 개외 심지 깨어도 니나네 심중디 심바데 파 샤네 심바 샤나 또 심 소와 두시에 일에 집에 약바 싱아디 개와레 레마레 세월에 네 당보시에 개와레 레마레 세 나 레 인게 개와 마레 세 저러바다 니바데 레 인헨 개와 마행에 저러와 가서 대신 어두 개와 인헨 레 마행에 자러와 다 가르자고서는 레 인헨 개와 마행에 니 당보디 개와 인 레 마행 인 레 마행 당보디 이 가르래람나 네 심 개와 저 심 개와 주요로 저 심 개와지 디코유 초와지 두시지 일라지 바자바 딩아디 개와리스 레마레지데 나 니베다 니베인다 다 레 인켄 개와 마인네 가르래람나 미게와 지비 갑라 마지 미게 심 지비 디콜라 심중 심바 심주 가서 심바 주요로 와 군동안안에 심바 주요로 와 니 미게와리스 le gasa le res ke wa mares ti le re ke wa semba semba kundo ngana semba se chorwa sem sem migo wa chike de di kol ya semba se chorwa ti le res ke wa mares ti di ni ba che ta sumba ni ga yin de ta ge we sem ji yo du di kol gi semba chorwa kundo ngana semba se chorwa di ke wa re le ni ga res 니가 이해되지? 但 니가 만약에 둠둠대오라 미개와 초와 두시에 아니 이래지 레바 조심 미개와 지수 차상 미개와래지 가서 개와야 말해 레야 말해 니가 말했어. 근데 당한 저기 대시 쇼시 셈바 셈바 레다 아니 개원이라 무시 셈 세번에 되는 지축으로 와.
네. The mental factor of intention. Is karma. So let's look then at, take what we looked at this morning when we spoke about the four possibilities. And let's apply that then to here. What are the four possibilities between karma and virtue? Between karma and virtue. So what is, first of all, virtue, but not karma? So that would be, what is virtue, but not karma?
Le,
So, what is virtue but not karma? Those would be the mental factors. The mental factors of feeling, discrimination, mental engagement, and contact that is accompanying a virtuous intention. Because the virtuous intention is alone karma. The others are not karma, but all of them together are virtuous. So what is virtuous? I'll say it again. What is virtuous but not karma are the other four mental factors. The mental factors other than intention, when intention is virtuous. Because the virtuous intention, being virtuous, ensures that the entire consciousness is virtuous. But the other mental factors are not karma, because karma is intention, is the mental factor of intention. So that's the first of the four. What is a virtue but not karma? The second, what is karma but not virtue? So put it the other way around. So this then, so what is karma but not virtue? So this is when the mental factor of intention is non-virtuous, then that is non-virtue. Oh no, I'm getting myself confused. So then it would be the same for the second, but this time to do with non-virtue. So if when the intention is non-virtuous, then that intention is non-virtuous karma. But the other mental factors, whilst they are virtuous, are non-virtuous, sorry, because of intention being non-virtuous, they are not karma. So with these two, what we hopefully are seeing is that if the intention is virtuous, entire mind and its mental factors are virtuous. If the mental factor of intention is non-virtuous, the main mind, with all its accompanying mental factors, are non-virtuous. But within them, which is karma, it is only the mental factor of intention. So those were the first two. The third then is what is both. What is both virtue and karma? What is both virtue and karma? That will be a virtuous intention is both a virtue and its karma. And then what is neither virtue or karma are other mental factors. Other mental factors are the other omnipresent mental factors. They themselves are neither virtue nor karma. It's helpful up there.
Could you say to again,
what is karma and not virtue? What is karma and not virtuous is non-virtuous intention. Because non-virtuous intention is karma, because it's intention, and it's not virtue because it's
non-virtue.
Because
기위 삼로 땅도 니콜레 레직마 되어 말해. 가서네 니콜나네 레직이 가서 샘준 다시 샘바세드리. 군동안에 샘바세드 레리. 샹다 차선 레 말해. 소화제 두셰다 일에 제바다 레바사다. 안 샘준 조심 그런 차선 레 말해. 개와래. 제가 디 단 레디 가서 디 군동안에 샘바세드 레리. 넘윤 나가서 레레레레 계시드 남성 군동안에 Semba said Kuwa, this Semba said. Semjung, Semba legi, more, tingi legi. Semjung, Semba. Semjung, Nane, Semba said your body, legi, more, donare. Semjung, Semba legi, tingi, see what it is. Is that? Manjuki, Nunda, leg, yunda, kishi, the le said, that Jidang Manjuki, le, Namba, Sambo, the le said, she ended up, Semjung, Semba said Kuwa.
To make it a little clearer, we take an illustration. If faith has arisen within one towards the three jewels, this is clearly a virtuous mind. So the main mind is virtuous. So this main mind is virtuous, but is not karma. This main mind is accompanied by all five omnipresent mental factors. Feeling that accompanies this main mind is also virtuous, but it's not karma. Discrimination is also virtuous, but it's not karma. Intention is virtuous and it's karma. And mental engagement is virtuous, but it's not karma. Contact, virtuous, but not karma. Intention is karma. We hear a lot about cause and effect. When we hear about karma, when we hear about cause and effect, recall that the entity of karma is this very mental factor, this omnipresent mental factor of intention. And it and it alone is karma in the mind. It and it alone is karma. But it's, maybe we can say, colors the entire mind in terms of being virtuous, non-virtuous, or neutral. So therefore, through intention, the others become virtuous or non-virtuous or neutral. But they do not become karma. Karma is intention and intention alone.
Dushidige, Migore, Mado, and Le Migue Le Mare. That denies that decorjus, same decorjus, Semba Sachurva, Di Migore, Migue Leare, Chibare. Denies that decorjus, Yleche, but the Java said again, and Migore, Mado, Migue Le Mares. Tis not that Migua Nalaya, decorjus, Semba, Migue Leche, Mado, Chasan Migue Lechago Mare.
To repeat it then, but this time in terms of non-virtue. So if one has the thought, is thinking about killing, the wish to kill or the wish to harm, this is clearly a non-virtuous mind. So the main mind is non-virtuous, but the main mind is not karma. The four omnipresent mental factors of feeling, discrimination, mental engagements, and contact, they are all non-virtuous. And none of them are karma. Intention and intention alone is both non-virtuous and karma. So this is exactly the same as the illustration as before, but this time non-virtuous. Within the mind, karma is solely the mental factor of intention. However, that mental factor of intention colors the rest of the mind, making it virtuous, non-virtuous, or neutral in the same way that it itself is.
Lumadi le,
If one is thinking perhaps of sport or food, such a thought is not necessarily non-virtuous or virtuous. So such a thought then, if it's one that is where the intention is neutral, then the entire mind is neutral in terms of, is neutral. But the entire mind isn't karma, neutral karma. Neutral karma is the mental factor of intention. The main mind is neutral, but it's not karma. And it's not, as are the other four omnipresent mental factors. So the only one that is karma is the mental factor of intention. But whether it's virtuous, non-virtuous, or neutral, then impacts or colors the rest of the mind, the rest of the consciousness. Hopefully then what's clear is firstly, every main mind is accompanied by these five omnipresent mental factors. Secondly, one of them is intention. And intention is karma. So from this we should understand that every thought is accumulating karma. Sometimes virtuous, sometimes non-virtuous, sometimes neutral. But we always have a mind, we always have mind manifest. And it's always accompanied by omnipresent mental factors, of which one is intention. So what this means, continuously, we are accumulating karma. Could almost say we are never not accumulating karma. And what dictates whether that karma is virtuous, non-virtuous, or neutral is the mental factor of intention. It itself is karma, and whether it is virtuous, non-virtuous, virtuous, non-virtuous, or neutral, that then influences or colors the rest of the consciousness. So a key point here is that we always are accumulating karma. This is quite a startling point to think that in every moment we are accumulating karma. And if this mental factor of intention is non-virtuous and our entire mind becomes non-virtuous, we are accumulating non-virtuous karma, which when it ripens only suffering. If the mental factor of intention is virtuous, we're accumulating virtuous karma, our entire mind is virtuous, and when that virtuous karma ripens, it ripens in happiness. And then when the mental factor of intention is neutral, neutral karma is accumulating, then it ripens in in karma, which is neither neutral, which is neither virtuous or non-virtuous. So this is would be the ripening effect then of neutral karma. It's said to be equanimous result rather than a result of happiness or suffering, but one of equanimity. That being said then about the ripening results of karma, that it ripens in terms of happiness or suffering or equanimity, experiences of equanimity. To be more precise, karma does not necessarily ripen in happiness or suffering, because that happiness and suffering are consciousnesses. And karma does not necessarily ripen as a consciousness. It can ripen, for example, in a physical, to do with our body or in our general environment. So not something that is consciousness. So therefore, another way that karma can be divided is literally into that white karma and black karma, where maybe we could say white being more desirable, black being less desirable. And when its karma is divided in that way, it indicates that when karma ripens, it doesn't necessarily ripen in an experiential result, a result of an experience of consciousness. It can ripen in a physical manner, for example, such as one's body or environment. The key point to take away here is that intention is karma, and it's an omnipresent mental factor, therefore it's present with every single consciousness, every single main mind. Every single main mind, therefore, accumulates virtuous, non-virtuous, or neutral karma. And when we then recall also, or in the future recall, when we're talking about karma, it is this, it refers to this mental factor in particular. The topic of causality is of great importance, and now you come to understand it a little better. Because we talk a lot about, this is a result of great karma, or this, I have some bad karma ripening right now. So we talk like that. Here we understand how karma is accumulated when, and can come to understand that this with greater clarity. It is this very mental factor of intention. When it ripens, it may well ripen in an experience of happiness or suffering, so a consciousness, but not necessarily. But the accumulation of karma, that is consciousness, in particular this mental factor of intention. Moreover, when we looked at the four possibilities earlier, we understood that the mental factor of intention, so when we say a mind is virtuous, the mind may be virtuous, but it's not necessarily karma. Only if the mental factor of intention is being referenced, then if the mental factor of intention is virtuous, it is also virtuous karma. Whereas the main mind and the other mental factors will be virtuous because intention is, but they will not be karma. Karma is intention and intention alone.
A
key point then to take from this is that every thought accumulates karma. Whether it's virtuous, non-virtuous, or neutral, karma is accumulated with every thought. And if we can really hold that in mind, it can have a profound effect because it shows the tremendous importance of taking care of our mind. We all only want to experience results of virtuous karma. And how to do so is to take care of our mind, watching it, being mindful of it, ensuring it's always in the direction of virtue. Every thought accumulates karma. Therefore, the more we become habituated to virtue, the more virtuous karma we accumulate. As much as we guard our mind and ensure it's not going in the direction of non-virtue, of negativity, but it's rather in the direction of virtue, our mind is becoming habituated to virtue and we're accumulating ever more virtuous karma. However, if our mind is in a negative direction, a non-virtuous direction, the whole mind is tainted by non-virtue. Moreover, the mental factor of intention is being non-virtuous ensures that non-virtuous karma is being accumulated. So when we reflect on this, we become aware of the great importance that in all activities, to be aware of our mental processes and ensure they are in the direction of virtue. Reading from the text, they accompany all minds and thus are explained as omnipresent. This is so because whenever any one among these fives is not complete, utilization of the object is not complete. Here it says explicitly that all five accompany the main mind and they are required for the object to be properly engaged. So this we can understand with the analogy this morning of a car for it to travel. All its key components need to be there for it to travel. If one or more wheels are missing, it's not going to go anywhere. So likewise, consciousness requires not only a main mind, but all five omnipresent mental factors. Now our text shows why it's imperative that all five must be complete, all five omnipresent mental factors must be present for the consciousness. So looking at the first one, without feeling, the experiencing of happiness, suffering, and neutrality do not arise. So here maybe it's appropriate to talk about the translation, because I'm going to leave it as feeling because it's pretty universal, but it's really not clear. A better translation is sensation, because in English, feeling has a broad meaning. Here it means sensation. So to translate that and a few other terms differently, without sensation, the experiencing of pleasure, displeasure, and neutrality do not arise. So I think that gives a better understanding of what is meant by sensation. It's just the sensation of the... So when one experiences the object, one has a sensation of pleasure or of displeasure or neither, the neutrality. And the neutrality is often equanimity, translated as equanimity. So I'll stay with feeling because it's a bit everywhere as feeling, but hopefully if you understand it as sensation and feel happiness and suffering, there are many layers of subtlety to this. So really pleasure and displeasure is more accurate.
But sensations are
only physical. Mental sensation?
No.
No? Okay. Then we go with feeling.
Alright, that in egi did you have one di and pene dirwada Zugi Jalashima Sana Jala di Jambu do di Tubu Tubu Resha di Jambu Resha di Tubu Rimba de Hagwan Su Yungres in it Sowadi Hagorwa Tubu di Dulo de Tubu Imba Pene Jan Yi Rawa Chakwa Shina Sowa Mena Chakwa de Jar Tubu Jesna Jamore, Jamare, Kahagumarawa, the Dinashi, the Hagodida, Towa to meet Yubanza, Towa digida, the Rajadig, Chasahagodig, Towa the Hagu to Kure, Jamwa, 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 but Towa the Yongura, then a Tobuina, Towa, Jedi, and Towa the Yongura, then the Jesa Towa digi, Yugi, that they do in Yongandi, Towa the Yongore, Jesan, Towa mena di Yongadi Umares, as Shigudua.
And another key term here is experiencing, because it's feeling, it's through feeling that the object is experienced. So if you take an object of a touch sense consciousness, it is the mental factor of feeling that experiences the object. So one would know through the mental factor of feeling whether this fabric is smooth or it's rough, whether the weather is warm or cold. It is feeling that experiences the object.
That in Dikolia and Dushi in Jimmy Jukorius, that Dushi meva and Karajumurson, Dushi mena, Tany Doba me, Tany Dobas of maybe chairs, Tany Dobas of mess. Says Dushi mena, Tirisha, say how one Dushi the hour, Pena de Jian Jugida, Suboya, Chawa Toto, Jashavena, Chawa Toto, Jayan, Sawa de Yungurua, no, the Dushi Galas. Tamarisha, how would the Dushi have word? Nua di soa di yon. Dushi di tamarishas. Then young Jeru is tower of Jan, Dushi di soa di ching yon yon do. So Tayo Jedin yon do, Dushi di. Oh, di tamarishas. Says Dushi di, Dushi meban, Dirisha, Dirim in the Sahagundi, Hagua, Haguma, says Adi, Hagun, Dushi di Hagu, Rigid. Tanya Dava.
The second. Without discrimination, imputation of verbal conventions does not occur. So here then too, an alternative translation to discrimination, which has a particular negative connotation in general, would be differentiation. But again, I'll stay with discrimination, but differentiation is part of the function of discrimination. So if we stay with the illustration of temperature, let's say we put a cold object on our arm, it's discrimination that identifies that as being cold. Feeling experiences as cold. Discrimination labels it as cold and differentiates it from other objects. Likewise, if we burn ourselves, feeling experiences displeasure, experiences pain, is suffering, but the discrimination is what labels this as being hot, and burning, and differentiated from other objects.
Chambo said, the Chambo Resha, the Chunchun Resha said, Dushidigi, di chenpo re sene ko chenpo se mingi dago dele chung chung sene ko mingi tanyi dago chaza denye tanyi dahan di dushi dere chaza dushi mena jizu chasan tanyi dahayari yungu ma res chaza
to make then the difference between feeling and discrimination clear feeling experiences the object discrimination labels the object feeling doesn't recognize that the feeling it's being experienced is cold label discrimination labels cold but the labeling of cold doesn't experience displeasure that is feeling moreover then discrimination not only labels a particular object but characteristics such as this is large this is small this is hot this is cold etc so this labeling process is done by the mental factor of discrimination
na dine semba se de jida chuang an ne semba se de semba men na yul la ju ba mi bi ches ta semba se de din an de semba se de da semba se de yul la ju ba mi bi se chi ngazon ma son na mora dang han ru di che go da ta ngazon mora di pha dun khu du ro gu de yel ro gu de yun ro gu de cha sa jim mora dang han gi ji gu ro ko yong ro chi san di semba se de gi semba se de gi yu di de su cha sa yu li pha ju ba chi go hon du yo ko yue chi ne ko ge de mi xin ma son zo ro di gi chi ko yue chi ne mi yu li ya ju ba chi go le chi de ju ba chi chi san sem de me na mora di pha yo na ne de dinade kaso chige yorwa lungu morona inji lungu yorwa dimena shukye tengen yo marwa jisa desha shen mora du marwa jisa tengen ji gorwa dinade mishin ji gorwa adina shin di semba di ji gor sem di yul pa pa yo deju pa ji yo han pa yul ju bor ji gin di su ji go de semba di ji gor jisa di semba di mena ani de ji cho wa da du she da cha sa yuli pa juba di yung mare che san senpa di ki di che di yuli chuku che kore che
and third intention without intention engagement of the object does not occur to go back to the analogy of the car that we used earlier a car on its own is not going to go forward or back or left or right it needs the driver to direct it and this is what intention does it directs The intention directs the mind towards the object, enabling engagement of the object. Without intention, there would be no engagement with the object.
Tell you, Juba, my dirty candy sushi goes in, illegible to cigar, as you call it. Then another lava doos, joy, lava tooth chin, called Majuba and the Mazar, or just a tooth chin, Jujuba and called Mazar, dirty, sushi goes in, illegible to cigar, simpa, simpa, dig, yudipa, yulpa, juba, juba, tell you, but da, dig, candy, sushi goes in, illegible to cigar, as you know.
The next one, I'm going to change it quite a lot. Without attention, focusing the mind on the observed object does not occur. The translation of mental engagement, I think, is fine. It's just a little confusing that intention engages. So hence, I think it's good to change. So without attention, focusing the mind on the observed object does not occur. And the word here translated as directing is also the word for focus, and that is what it does. Intention, again, I was showing with this cup, intention takes you to the object. Attention takes one that little bit closer to the object. So one's engaging with the object through intention, focusing on the object through attention. So that's the relationship then. Intention takes one to the object, and attention, a little closer with that object. One engaging, one focusing.
That rekwa said the mena karyore, lana. Rekwa mena, sova diduso, miji vichirs. Chesan, ko pa, sem de pa yo, and delba to do same the udilia rego gores. And the del marebina, so I didn't know at Kumarz, the same ludic ul rego gores, the marebina, as a two gore, what a rego gores. Marebina, and a carrier, Jacques Mebina, and the Jacques Menam, same did modern delia marebina. Digi deducta dinig nyohas kayong marwas chesna di rego gore rego gore che mare ba ina thowa deduc dewa da dunga tanyum kha gi mare che.
Then fifthly, without contact, feeling, happiness, suffering and neutrality is not generated. The function then of contact is to bring the awareness and the object in contact. Without contact, the object is no feeling can be no feeling or engagement or focusing or labeling. So contact, like all the others, is required for the object to be properly utilized.
Tas medo shilta du semba digi deji gi sheba chasa medo dili pa ju ba je ne yila sheba se digi medo de pa ji tong de ke so ba jin ju ge so je ane yila sheba yila je ta yila je ane tong de ane ja ba de sheba yu dile yu medo de re yo du ane medo digi ja ba digi yu dile ja ba je de ne re yo du ane ga sa o de ni ji o du se cho wa ya medo ya bu shin ne 남자 Medo coron pa tadia moto, jayadan, yoyadan, and ya di yahudu, sayadan, and the jazz, kaya chico, chigoma, cabra di kaya masoko, you yung odia, tadigas moto, you y cabra di jevach, macheva, so chagoro, jevachigoma, chesa, modi sindiorima. That is okay, yahudu, sayadan, toa nyoyadan, and di yahore, mare, say the dushigiche, nyoyadi, toa digiche. And same part, you did a dryadi, sympathic, and then you did a drone, you did zinche, dubadi, illegibate, and then the coronzo, and the legal masona, coronzo carca, and the chat.
Let's then take an illustration to see how the main mind, together with these five omnipresent mental factors, interact with their object. So let's take again the object of a flower. All the main mind does is it apprehends the entity of the object, that it is a flower. That's it. The mental factors, though, engage with the various features of the flower. So the remembering all of these share five similarities, one of which was time, meaning they're simultaneous. The presentation, because one does one at a time, doesn't show that they're sequential, they are simultaneous. Intention engages the awareness with the flower. Attention causes one to attention serves to focus the awareness on the flower. Contact ensures contact between the object and awareness. Discrimination labels the flower. It's discrimination that will label it as a flower. It's discrimination that will label it as a beautiful flower. And then it's feeling that experiences the flower. And it's a feeling that will experience pleasure at seeing the flower. So we see here the role between the main mind and its surrounding or its accompanying mental factors. Mental factors are serving specific functions. There's contact, there's the experience, there is the engagement, there's the focusing, And there's the labeling and discriminating from, or differentiating from other objects. So these are the functions of the omnipresent mental factors. The main mind just apprehends the entity of the object, the entity of the flower. So that's how these six work well together, or work together. This weekend, then, we've looked at main minds, and we've now on mental factors. To summarize then what we've looked at, we can do so through this illustration just mentioned. So to the main mind, only the entity of the object appears. As was mentioned last night in the illustration of a flower, just the entity of the object appears. No, the main mind doesn't, as we're seeing here, label flower. The main mind doesn't experience the flower. The main mind doesn't differentiate one flower from another, just the entity of the object in general. So what is apprehended by the main mind doesn't differentiate that this is one type of flower and that's another type of flower, just merely the object. But in the same time that the main mind is apprehending the flower, or apprehending the object, let's say, simultaneously, these five omnipresent mental factors are performing their own individual roles. The roles don't overlap in that they have their own specific individual roles, which they perform simultaneously. The mental factor of contact brings the object and awareness together. Then, together with this, there is intention, which engages the object, and attention focuses on the object. And there's labeling by discrimination as well as differentiating from other objects. And lastly, together there is the experiencing of the object through a pleasant or unpleasant or neutral feeling. So these are the every consciousness we have comprises of a main mind together with these five omnipresent mental factors. As we'll see, there are many more mental factors. We looked at six divisions. This is just the first. So there are other mental factors that come, but these six are always there, the main mind and five mental factors, fulfilling their own individual roles. And within this is the creation of karma. The intention which engages the object. If this is virtuous, virtuous karma is accumulated. The intention that engages with the object, if it's non-virtuous, non-virtuous karma is accumulated with each and every individual consciousness. So this then is in brief what we've looked at this weekend. And hopefully it presents ever more tools for one to use to look at one's mental process, understand one's mental process, and through understanding our mental process in ever finer detail, we'll be able to be much more skilled in ensuring that our main mind, that our consciousness, remains in the direction of virtue. And when non-virtue arises, it's overcome.
Mm-hmm. And then in some drama tattoo, said the other young, and you get a Kiawalinaki, me, Nalina, Kiawalema, but in some drama tattoo, that same thing you want you to your marese. Chiche, then when you may be due to need to a dinner, yeah? Go while on your bashuba, said the aunt, yum, go wassail. The daddy go wassail and go ten said the mare, but any to him or the go wassail, same chasan pa garchin. Go
However, it is not definite that these omnipresent mental factors must always be manifest, because at times such as the occasion of the subtle mind of death, or at the time of just having made connection, in other words, when one takes rebirth, in the human case perhaps, in a womb, or when absorbed in an equipoise of cessation, so not necessarily a true cessation, but in a cessation, some of these omnipresent mental factors merely engage their object in a dormant manner or a latent manner. So in brief, at a particular occasions, all five of these omnipresent factors are not necessarily manifest. Some may be dormant, but they always do accompany the main mind. Hopefully
then, these five omnipresent mental factors, what their functions are, hopefully that's clear. Before, when we looked at five concordances, hopefully that's clear. But because gaining knowledge is the first step, the second is to gain experience. And these can be difficult to, whilst one can clearly understand the difference in function between these mental factors, to see in one's experience how they work differently, that is quite difficult. Nevertheless, through training over time,
as we come to gain ever greater knowledge of our mental processes, we will then start to see how these differing mental factors interact together and their different roles. This comes slowly over time through investigation and analysis based on knowledge. A key point, though, to take from this class today is that we all know we always have consciousness present. We are not without consciousness. We're not without consciousness. And therefore, this consciousness, being a main mind, is always accompanied by these five mental factors. And what's of great importance here is the third one of intention. To be very aware that every thought accumulates karma. And this, when we think about well, should compel us to guard our mind closely, ensuring that our mind does not go in a negative direction or non-virtuous direction. And when we notice that it is, we immediately bring it back to virtue, knowing that every moment karma is being accumulated. So we'll conclude here for this week. We'll start with looking at the mental factor of feeling in more detail next week. We still have a few minutes, so if you have some questions, then please feel free to ask. Sepal?
In relation to the intermediary object, flower, chair, would that not be the same as like meaning generality?
I didn't hear the first beginning. So what's the same as the meaning generality?
Is the entity of the object, the essence of the object,
Ah, okay. So is the essence of the object, which the main mind apprehends, is that not the same as a meaning generality? Okay, thank you. Deni, Torsten, konzi yogi ngowo de zingi yales, yogi ngowo de dan dönchi, dönchi pa madebe.
All right, that dönchi labdu dan anzuge, dati tokwa kwa shek du, yu pene yu anzu medoro zimbayina, koron jihedi sosim di yu yungo medo koron sam tamba do medo cheba da diga sim do la denji la de da denji ma de yu yungo si de jihedi da denji la de ya de ni ge to pe koron na me na wa de ki shi go wa da de de ga zo yu yungo jing go le se yu yungo yu medo la cheba de medo ran jing go le se medo ran la shi go wa
Good question. So if we're talking about making reference to meaning generality, then we're talking about conceptual consciousness, not direct perception, right? So now we're all sitting here indoors and we recall a flower. None of us are seeing flowers, so we're remembering flowers. So our conceptual consciousness is engaging with a flower. So our conceptual consciousness, now in this context, is the main mind. And the flower, to that main mind, the meaning generality of flower appears. But the engaged object is the actual object, and yes, and that is what is referred to as the essence, entity of the object that is apprehended by main mind.
Thank you.
Good, thank you. Sepal?
Quick question, clarifying in discrimination, we have discrimination does the imputation of verbal conventions, and so in terms of eyewitness looking at a flower and followed by mental awareness conceiving of that flower, how would they differ? Because it's not...
Yes.
Could you just clarify the difference?
Yes, yes. So when we have a direct perception of the flower, which is then followed by a conceptual consciousness of the flower, there will be a mental factor of discrimination with each.
Yes, so how they differ?
How do they differ?
Able to be different in terms of labeling and just meaning.
Okay. Dus ik hoor dat je zo, dan ik naar zo'n metafoon doe, dan ik naar zo'n megint mondom, jöre, deni de czarne, azo tokba jöre, deni szemcsön de ni, co szem de ni, szemcsön dusze jöre. Deni dusze de ni, kiapa karele, konzo nika, mink tak jöre, pene di mondom ki, ki jeshe, ming takye repe, nani tokpa ki dushe ming takye repe.
Da wanshi ki mili shebi kordo chubi dushe chiyorwa, korangi di meto re se dushe chi kigo re, ina ngaazu samlu naa shira kortung midwa, da ngaazu samlu de karatso zan, ngaazu ki yigi sheba de shukche yor, ngaazu le, ko wanshi da yigi sheba, ngaazu li yigi sheba, ngaazu ki da karatso mili sheba tongsin meto nyingi wudu se de, The metal one shed the chest to jump, talk what she giggled, talk what the cause you do shade or did do shade again, method at home. Did you want shade here, do shade, method, the method, metal said, Yapon, Yapo, the metal said, do shade, you get it, I go, see what?
Then a sapogosum, then a nonsum day, Kong the Kundroma Yere, you need Gankyok, also Hakoki Mare, you need the top of the number Kundro day, not so young here,
still, eh? The one she miggy she be called to be. Dushe digiya meto said the tiny tagore, dushi gore, inada, narazugi, dizigi, some horse, narazus, narazugi, stegio, but narazu hago tumdo. Then narazu yi sheba di just turn meto, dushi tavadi, narazu just hago tua, the person narazu, to shukche, you leading you rather.
When we have an object of the sense consciousness, then it's perceived by the sense consciousness, which is the main mind, and that is accompanied by the omnipresent mental factors. And that is then immediately followed by the sense consciousness, which is the main mind, is immediately followed by a mental consciousness, which is now a new main mind. And that too is accompanied by the omnipresent mental factors. The mental, both sets of omnipresent mental factors fulfill the same function. Where the difference comes is for beings such as ourselves, as ordinary beings, of these two main minds, the sense primary consciousness and the mental primary consciousness, it's that mental primary consciousness that has much more strength. So therefore, whilst the sense primary consciousness, which is a direct perceiver apprehending the flower, the mental factor of discrimination labels flower, this is not what we're going to be aware of. Maybe that's a good way to say it. We're not going to be aware of it. When immediately the mental consciousness, the mental consciousness, that main mind being the mental consciousness, that main mind's discrimination too labels flower, and that is what we're going to be aware of. The difference being for us, mental consciousnesses are much stronger than sense consciousnesses.
So, but we can say that our awareness is able to impute
Then, miki nampe sepa, miki nampe sepa koran, di metok ming taki debe.
Di taki o marwa. Miki nampe sepa digi metok mo zimba tam mato metok re se dushi kene ma dushi digi.
Kalize kong tosem.
Kor tosem, nebe se tosem lo. Koran zimba tam mato jandale hale o marwa.
The did you say eye sense consciousness?
Yes.
The eye sense consciousness apprehends the entity of the object. Discrimination that accompanies the eye sense consciousness imputes.
Okay, so the discrimination that accompanies the eye sense consciousness
imputes.
Is able to impute.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Sometimes I notice that you can actually impute an object. But it's a little delay before you get the name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it seems like there's a meaning, but not the name as quickly as you
yes, yes, yes.
In the past.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think I had it earlier when Ken listed something in Tibetan. I knew what he was saying, the English didn't come.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Then it's sometime. To just repeat in English. So but there sometimes seems to be a delay between when we recognize the object and we impute what that object is. Yeah?
Or give the name.
Impute
like
the name on
the
object.
Meaning.
Yes.
We've got the meaning of it, but we can't articulate
yes.
it.
Yes. So, yes, there can be a space between recognizing and understanding the meaning of the object and imputing on it. Okay. Sometimes, yeah, I don't know what to hear. Yeah, so you don't do. Dene matso tsamsam, gangyoko yogi dön, di döndak, döndak hako kia des, yini lamsam mingtaki madeli, duzu kompatistis yore, pere kase kase. Pene ngome kerengi demaduchi sungsung, dene, ah, zika ala song, inzike tola, amazong, döndak hako chung, kamakase, mingtakso.
Migi shibi gi tu shiri kiyo ten anzu deji shayadiri, anzu mingta shidi, namsa anzu mingta shidi, yi shibi tayadiri wa. Sida di tayadi anzu gi hako tuku horwa jida. Ten anzu yi shibi tamato na migi shibi digi kor yuzi tongi to, korongi migi shibi kordu jo sowa dushi digi yuzi dushi gore, ina anzu gi hako tuku horwa. Anzu gi tati anzu migi hako tuku horwa. Di hago yage sem shukshiji kwa ni mato hago tuku horwa. Sida ngana zuki samda yi sheba di hako yon tu di resha hako di ngana zuki du yi sheba di pa sebo li chago to zin yon tu de le du shi zi le tuku li goro wa. Ngana zuki di li du shi de rakwa li di ngana zuki hago goro. De zi migi sheba korang yu tong yon ni korang migi sheba korang du shi di jik korang du shi jik gore. Yine ngana zuki hago goro marwa de.
Deni ngana zuki sokta ming tak du li du shi de. Samsam lamsang aso di ming, drenki ming du?
Si, ming ma den pa di, da dushi ma tu warwa di, yi ji shebi, dushi di, lema dushi ma tu warwa di. Dushi di che ma tu warwa di. Si san tokwa di yu di, takwa lema tu warwa di liya.
Yini aso dushi yore, yini jawa drupma song. Yini kundro nga, deni aso dushi yore.
Di dren tu kwa, dren shi di lamsang le tu kwa ma, yu di zingwa, dushi sheba ni yung kwa da. Sheba di yu tuwa sa re de, tanga zuki, di re sempe ke, zhenbi zhenshi di lamsa le tu guwa ma da. Sheba di ki, migi sheba ki yu tuwa na du, di re sheba, beda na du mi ngwa shing bala shing miye. Nangpo tuwa na du ne, ina mena san dogo se ki ruwa. Mi di re sheba sempe du shi le guwa ma ruwa de.
Di kwa sa, deni nga so, ngwa shenpa de tong du, nga so, migi wangpo ki du she de, ming tagi yo de, sinu di gyokpo nga sa.
Korong le jik tazar, migi chepe digi du she chigi, du she, karche yo na kwa du she cha sazar, di nga zha hau gugo ma.
Deni nga so, tokpa, de di
drenpa. Da gara jengyo sa ne, da migi chepe digi che su trangani nga zugi kar so re, tokpa di che su trangani che, tokpa digi jan she di yako je tu go ma re. Janshi di yaku huki di dhenpa di, yaku dhenpa di, tele tesum tes le diyo ro wada. Lamsang dhenpa di ko tesum tes le diyo ro, tesum le diyo, di para tesum le diyo ro. Chisang tesum le wasa, tesum di jie diyo kapla piti dhen mu tu go ma le. Chisang dhenpi janshi jie yo ma le, ma jie wasa dushi di yo ma le.
Gosong, yini di aso ma dhen gong la?
Tesum ji gire che.
Yini dini aso kari take des, aso dushi?
Daya yo ma le.
In dushi
ha ko yu di le ngan zu yu di zin bi da la zin bi xie ba jie yo ma le zhen xi jie yo ma le tie zong de jie de ru wa
a de ne tie zong sena kong zhen xie yo ma le
ma le tie zong ni de zhen xi zhen ba de tie zong cha yi ru wa ko yi da fa di zhe le gu ma ru wa ko yi nan men na sen bi cha yi ru ho tie zong ko ron yu ni le ni ge duo de ba za ko ron ko de ju bi du xie de ya Nil dua tiga cakap ruah, robot dia cakap ruah macam tu. Tapi kalau di ngantuk itu jantung gua, ngantuk jantung saya tu, ngantuk itu jantung sih kiri, jantung bi, siapa rakwa kiri tu, nanti ngantuk di leh sese ngantuk aku tu gua. Siapa cuma korang itu dua sih orang ngantuk aku gua malah. Tapi ngantuk kiri saya tu, ngantuk aku masuk ngantuk aku tu pun minum saya sih gua. Jadi dua sih rakwa di kiri tu gua malah. Macam mana ngantuk aku gua? Cuma di kiri ni korang itu dua sih kiri saya.
Dengan kosa, dengan kosa. Okay, I just wanted to get it clear, otherwise you'll come back because it's not clear, yeah? So, firstly, as was said earlier, I'm going to use an illustration of we see someone, but we can't remember their name. We know them, but we can't put their name on them. So we have experience of this. So our eye sense consciousness, that main mind, has as the accompanying mental factor the discrimination, which labels that person, but it's a little quick, we miss it. Then follows conceptual consciousnesses, all of which then are main minds, and they have the accompanying five omnipresent mental factors, which label. If we are struggling to label, a subtler level of discrimination is labeling. The coarser level that we're not aware of is not because of the slowness of the memory consciousness, that is not coming. So there is labeling happening, but not at a level we are aware of, a subtler level. And yeah, like that. And let me check one more thing. Then it goes on, then out. So do you see Tramo Mingtagi Yodes? Did Mingtagi Yodes and Ming Dremaso? You need Ngosempa Mingtagi Yodes.
Korong la, Mahanjuge, Chikti, Korong, Dizesha, Timarasa, Sambigi, Chiko, Chik Tago, or Korongita.
Then Ngosempa Mingtag together.
Chik do, say the Laguruwa, Chik do Laguruwa, Denish do, Ganesh do, Denish do Laguruwa. Meeting when you go machine when you don't know to meet the Jambi Jenshi Kevin. Magic tons on that. Can you say, Dennis do Lagrua? Then me Sheva Dushiva, Dennis do say the Lagrua.
So, how we know that, even if you're struggling to remember the name, that we know that discrimination is present, is because, let's say, we just don't remember the name and off we go, maybe embarrassed ourselves. Later, we can recall this interaction, and this is discrimination that serves. That enables us to recall later. That I met this person, couldn't remember their name. So discrimination was present because differentiation here is better. We have differentiated one object from another, and we're on this one object. So differentiation was there, but it wasn't able to label the person by their name. Okay. Was there another one?
No.
Okay. Andy? Sure.
So, with the schools that have self-knowers, and this school has self-knower, then if the mind is the object of your meditation, you're going to have two sets of... Actually, you're going to have an infinite regression, aren't you, of
self-knowers.
Of omnipresent mental factors.
Omnipresent mental factors.
Simultaneous.
Not so clear.
Well, if you know, okay, so if you're meditating on the mind, knowing something, that has omnipresent mental factors, and simultaneously, that's the object of your meditation.
That mind that you met. So let's say we're meditating on love, so love is the object, then the mind that is the consciousness meditating on love, that is meditating on love,
has its own omnipresent
mental factors. Yep.
So there's two sets, at least two sets there.
I don't see two sets. We have the object, love.
And it's omnipresent mental factors.
Okay. So well, if the object is consciousness, is a consciousness such as love, and you're meditating on love, will you be meditating on love as, will the object love also have five omnipresent mental factors?
Yes.
Okay. Then it, not so you... Shepherd chicken, a penna jumper. Then he got to jumper ki cola sangiores. Then he, yule jumper de kong yang kundrong ayore. The yule kundrong ayore. Yule chimare, yule.
Yu de la Shepherd china, korongi called the yule kundrong ayore. Yu Shepherd china. Call jumper, say, jumper, that means it's a new same setting on to give. Jambade Hago Tovaina, now the talking you the garrison, Jambashiro, Kora Shepherd, Sheva Kundrunga, same Jacon Jugum the Udire. That did how breed the Tahan Sheva Delaya, Yum the Jugore, Sadam Yoruba, Sheva in the Sadam Yoruba.
Yes, both the object and the object possessor both have the object, the omnipresent mental factors. So both, if the object is love, then that will be there together with omnipresent mental factors whilst it is being analyzed by another made mind which has its own set of omnipresent mental factors.
Yeah. Just one more.
Oh, yes, please.
Just the thing with feeling and contact. I've always thought that really contact is the preeminent thing because without contact, nothing else is sort of evoked. But why in this setup is it? So, because feeling is so much more important because we all experience, hot, cold, or in between. Why is contact just down the bottom? Because to me, it's always been the gateway. Without any contact, nothing else can be
So, in this list of five, why is contact last? Because surely it's the gateway.
Absolutely.
Yeah? Okay. Then, so, kundu man namdola. Karizine rekpa tamarebe. care se înseamnă repă țo înțere, care înseamnă repă mena și împă eu mare, în care se înseamnă țorho dampore, repă dampo mare pe.
Dacă nu poți să te gândești la ceva, să te gândești la ceva, să te gândești la
ceva. Nu poți să te gândești la ceva, să te gândești la ceva, să te gândești la
ceva. Dacă te gândești la ceva, să te gândești la ceva, să te gândești la ceva. Nu poți să te gândești la ceva, 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 să te gândești la Tushi, and then
Tsoasen, Jangajapana, Jigiro, Jangajapana, Jigiro,
Then you let you have many why you mother. That's it. So that's it. Quite a castle or another.
The enumeration that we have here doesn't indicate importance at all. The enumeration can be changed. And with regard then to the one being more important than the other, remembering that one, they all come together simultaneously. Secondly, that all five need to be present for the object to be engaged. The object to be what we have here utilized. So if you're right in saying if there's no contact, the object is not utilized at all. But similarly, if there's no feeling, the object is an experienced. So all five are required.
Okay. I think it was simultaneously, that's what I was having.
Yeah, because it does seem sequential, doesn't it? But it's, especially if you think intention and attention, it seems sequential, but it's simultaneous. Thank you.
Sa jin bu ju ju xian.